Call the roll, please.
Onestead, Ackerman, Alquist, Ashburn, Batten, Calderon, Sedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Kehoe, Kuehl, Lowenthal, Machado, Maldonado, Margetts, McClintock, Migdon, Negrete McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Parada, Riley Thomas, Romero, Runner, Scott, Smidian, Steinberg, Torlakson, Vincent, Wiggins, Weiland, Yee.
Quorum is not present. Would we ask the sergeants to get the recalcitrant members on the floor as soon as we can? A quorum is now present. With members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We'll be led this morning in prayer by our chaplain, who's coming. And after which time, please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Negrete McLeod.
Good morning. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give thanks today for the work we have been given to do and the liberty we enjoy. Help us to do our tasks with courage and give us the strength to be instruments of your peace wherever we may walk. Amen.
Without objection, the following resolutions will be withdrawn from committee and placed on today's special consent calendar, ACR 94, ACR 97. Senator,
Senator Parada.
We have item two, the confirmation of Dale Bonner, Secretary for BTH.
Please proceed.
Mr. Bonner was heard in the Rules Committee last week and approved on a 5-0 vote. There was opposition from the disabled community, and we expressed at the time that there were two major concerns that we had, I think, generally as a committee. One is that Caltrans has filed a lawsuit that is, in effect, asking to have the American Disabilities Act exempted from application on Caltrans projects. And we have, I've subsequently wrote to the governor asking him to personally look at this, because in the disability community, it is seen as generally an attack on the ADA. But I think much more importantly for us, it's very difficult for us to ask private industry, private citizens, to make accommodations in their businesses and in their facilities when we are unwilling to apply the same standard to ourselves. I am convinced that Mr. Bonner is in agreement with that. He isn't quite caught up to speed yet on the subject. I expect him to do that very quickly, and he will do what's necessary to make sure that California's position is the appropriate and fair one. The second issue is on the Department of Managed Care. We asked him to sharpen his focus on that particular office. There are things there that all of us in this body know have been malfunctioning. It needs a top priority review, a prominence, top shelf for his office to look at. And he's got some he's got a learning curve there, but he's a bright guy, and I'm quite confident that he'll be able to do what is necessary there. I would encourage those of you who have had particular interest about the way that agency is run to talk with him. In the final analysis, he is a fine appointee, I believe, particularly when we have been trying to implement the expenditure of investment bonds in transportation and in housing. He has done a remarkable job. He has been hands-on. He has made sure that the will of the legislature was implemented and that the money is out there turning around, creating jobs. So with that, I would ask for an aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Secretary, call the roll.
Honestead? Aye. Ackerman? Aye. Alquist? Aye. Ashburn? Aye. Batten? Aye. Calderon? Aye. Sadillo? Cogdill? Aye. Corbett? Aye. Correa? Cox? Aye. Denham? Aye. Duchaney? Aye. Dutton? Aye. Flores? Harmon? Aye. Hollingsworth? Aye. Kehoe. Aye. Kuehl. Aye. Lowenthal. Aye. Machado. Aye. Maldonado. Aye. Margette. Aye. McClintock. Aye. Migdon. Aye. Negrete McLeod. Aye. Oropesa. Aye. Padilla. Parada. Aye. Ridley Thomas. Romero.
Aye.
Aye. Runner. Aye. Scott. Aye. Simidian. Aye. Steinberg. Aye. Torlakson. Aye. Vincent. Aye. Wiggins. Aye. Weiland. Yee. Yee. Aye. Correa. Aye.
Ayes 35, no 0. The nominee is confirmed. Next item?
There is no next item. I'd like to unless there's any objection, after we do the consent calendar, we will close down. There'll be a brief Democratic caucus. Appropriations and budget are meeting forthwith. So we just manage that, and then we'll split.
Okay.
And I want to remind you now, and I'll remind you again in a few moments, that at 10 o'clock on Monday, by popular demand, we're having the Woman of the Year ceremony. It starts at 10 o'clock sharp, so make your travel plans accordingly if you're coming.
We do have a WHORF special consent calendar. Without objection, we can substitute the unanimous roll call. I-35, no, zero. The special consent calendar is adopted. We are ready. Senator Scott, for what purpose do you rise?
I would like permission to adjourn in memory.
Please proceed.
Yesterday, I attended a memorial service for a dear friend of mine, James Atkinson, who I first met when I came to California in 1962. He was a retired professor of English and director of Foreign Students Counseling at Pepperdine University before his retirement. He was, his family and my family and some others often and most frequently spent Thanksgiving together. Jim was just one gentle, kind, good man. In the few remarks that I made, I said he was a towel Christian. What do I mean by that? I simply meant that he was like Jesus when he took the towel and washed the disciples' feet. He was, he never preached a sermon, but he lived it out in his life, and so I would like to adjourn in his memory.
Our deepest condolences, Senator Scott, and please bring the name to the desk. Senator Parada, the desk is clear. We're ready to stand in recess. Let me just confirm with the budget chair, Senator Duchenne, what time will budget convene? 10 minutes after adjournment of the Senate Democratic Caucus. Senator Torlakson for appropriations, likewise. Okay.
What I'd like to do is to just say at 10 o'clock those committees can begin, because that'll make sure we don't chat excessively. I would like to ask that we stand in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. And we'll see everybody here bright and early Monday morning, 10 o'clock, for the Woman of the Year ceremonies. Thank you.
The Senate is in recess.